Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 11. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. So, 3.5 years. Why do I say 3.5 years? It says they're going to preach for 1,260 days. Then that says also 42 months the Gentiles are going to trample down outside. They're going to still have dominion. But when the Antichrist steps up, he goes in and desecrates that thing. That's the same time we're given this idea that God's measuring the drapes. You know, when God gets done measuring, he says, all right, done. The trumpet sounds, seven bowl judgments come. God's rearranging the entire terrain of the earth. You have hailstones 100 pounds. You have the mountains fleeing away and the islands being found no more. You have all kinds of stuff. That's in chapter 16, about verse 9. You see all of those things happening, boom, 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 boom. And just because, like with the seals, they happen all in a matter of a few verses, it took 3.5 years to happen. So if you look at it like this, you've got six seals, and those six seals takes 3.5 years, even though there are a few verses. Then you have the blowing of the trumpets, which is the seventh seal. Blowing of the trumpets. And then you have that last 3.5 years, seven bowl judgments. Now, when these guys are killed, it's kind of like an homage to what God has done. It's a coup de grace. God is saying, listen, I took these people in the rapture 3.5 years ago. Now, let me illustrate again. Okay? Because the Bible says their dead bodies lay in the streets of the great city. That would be Jerusalem, which is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So we know it's Jerusalem. Okay, he's calling them spiritually Sodom and spiritually Egypt. You probably know this, but even though we love Israel, we pray for Israel, we also can't agree with everything Israel is about. We have to be mindful. They are our older brother, but they are in blindness. We have pity and concern, and we pray for them, and we hope to win many of them before the rapture takes place. But we can't agree with everything. When it says they're like Sodom, that's a bad thing. What was Sodom's problem? Well, they went after strange flesh on every front. That was what God used as an illustration of his devastations that await those who are lost in hell. Fire and brimstone fell out of heaven. This is an example of judgment. These guys are like that. They've been going through it all the... Do you know everything that has ever happened to the Israeli people since the times that they rejected Jesus and after Pentecost and after those groups were saved in the early days and scattered? It became hard to find any Jews who really were Messianic Jews after a while. But when we saw the rebirth of Israel in 1948, when we saw in 1967, we see these miracle things happening with these guys with the Six-Day War, we begin to see God is getting ready to do something again with them. But how much time? 70 A.D., these people were so slaughtered. It was an overwhelming flood. When Titus from Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem, they were throwing babies in the air and catching them on their spears. These people were experiencing what we might call hell on earth. So they're like Sodom, an illustration of devastation that is so ongoing, seemingly never ending. But hell will indeed be, listen, never ending. They're an illustration. They've been in a vortex of misery and blindness. And the Bible says they're spiritually called Sodom and Egypt. Why? Because they love the world. That's why they rejected Jesus in the first place. They love the world. In fact, that's why they're going to receive the Antichrist. They still love the world. But God's got to break them of that habit. I'll tell you this, just to bring it back a couple of notches. My little grandson was having a real problem. He was always sucking his thumb, and he was getting to be about 6 or 7 years old, and he would come back to that whole sucking his thumb thing. He's probably about 4 years old, and he'd come back to that sucking his thumb thing. And one day he had one of these suckers, these lollipops that turn your tongue purple, and he started sucking his thumb after his thumb turned purple. He went in and told his mama, "Mama, I don't know what happened to my thumb." She said, "You've been sucking it again, haven't you?" "Yeah." She said, "Well, if you keep doing it, that's the first sign you're going to lose that thumb one day. It's going to fall off if you keep sucking your thumb." He hasn't sucked his thumb since. Now, I'm not advocating telling your child a lie. But I'm saying, here we go. My point is that we have these people who love the world so much, and God has to break them from it. They didn't even take and and understand the whole thing, that they were like Sodom, that they just wouldn't come back to God, that they wouldn't really listen to those who were supposed to be provoking them to jealousy. The Bible says the Gentiles got saved to provoke them to jealousy, so they'd get saved. And some have, but it's a very minute amount. So he's breaking them of that. The Bible says they're called spiritually Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their bodies to even be put in graves. Look at this. It says, and they that dwelt upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry. You might circle that word, because we'd say Merry Christmas. This is a demonic Christmas, because it says not only do they make merry, but they shall send gifts one to another. How powerful is that? A satanic Christmas. These people are so excited. They won't let them. They got everybody in the world. But just all of the people, kindreds, tongues, and nations shall see them. How? Because we're in the 21st century. We have tablets and we have phones and we have TVs. And we have the ability to look in at all times. And we're just setting it up saying, hey, guys, look at my big 55-inch flat screen. Look at those guys. They're just dead, man. We win. Pop a cork. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm so excited. I'm going to go get some of them cigars. I'm going to go get some of that stuff I've been hanging back on. I'm going to give you some. Everybody's so excited. Why? Because they hated the light that these people represented. He's the Antichrist. That was the rapture. Those are the evangelists. You can't touch those 144,000. Those people, you're cutting their heads off. Those people are going to glory and they're excited now. And they're just keeping, stop them. Men rush in to take them down. Fire blows up. What? What were they saying just before? Because God is making an altar call. God is giving one last call. As in the days of Noah. As in the days of Lot. Men marrying and giving in marriage. Violence filling the land. Perversion spread abroad. God said, I have to turn the plate over and wipe it clean in the days of Noah. He said, I have to turn over Sodom and Gomorrah. They've gone past the point of no return, well in advance of the number of centuries Abraham was told he would have to wait before his people came in and took over the promised land. These people were well ahead of their time. Do you realize what's happening in our country? We, this past week, elected two men to office that are running around in women's clothing who are men. That happened in America. And it's understood. One's a transvestite and one is a transgender. This is what we're doing in America. And it's only going to get worse when the church is raptured. And they're going to hate these guys for saying it. And now they're exposing all of the nonsense in Hollywood and in the dark rooms of those who have power. Guys, these are all birth pangs. And I just want you to know I'm excited about where Jesus is going to come into the mix, because this is getting fun. This is getting good. These guys are preaching for 3.5 years. It'll be after the tribulation. They'll be killed in the middle of the tribulation. And the Bible says that then the Antichrist, the beast, he's going to come forth and he's going to be able to make war against them and overcome them. But it will only be after 3.5 years. He will have hated them all along. But it seems that when the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit, there's something unique. You have a conjoining of some demonic power in the abyss with the human personage, and now they worship the dragon and they worship the beast. And it says that the dragon gave his power to the beast. And we're going to see that a little bit more in stark relief in chapter 13 when we see how that unfolds when the beast and the false prophet are amplified for us. Again, a time after the blowing of the trumpet, before the bowls, a parenthesis is quickly inserted to give us more backstory. But right now, it says, when they finish their testimony that the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war with them, overcome them, and they're going to be completely excited about that on earth. The Bible says in verse 10 that they're going to rejoice over them, make merry, and shall give gifts to each other because the prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. This word torment has the idea of exposing. It's the word basano. Basano, it comes from the word we get the word basis from. It means they go right to the bottom line. That's what they've done. They've tormented them by going to the bottom line. This is what you've done. This is what you are doing. And this is what you'll get if you don't stop doing it. If you don't repent, this is what will happen. And this is what you've done. And this is what you're doing. You know, when Jesus knelt down and he wrote something in the sand, and the Bible talks about the fact that there was this woman taken in adultery. He wrote in the sand. He stood up and he says, "You which were without sin." Nobody knows what he wrote in the dirt. Some have postulated maybe he wrote the sins of a couple of the primary leaders in the crowd. "Old Sam, old Hezekiah, oh you guys, this is what you did." Maybe he just put his name and the girl's name they had adultery with. And they were the ringleaders. "Let's stone them. Let's get Jesus to stone them." Jesus said he did it was without sin. He says, "You go ahead and stone him, but I got some words afterwards." These guys were saying the words all along. They were going right to the base of everything. You know how they get those corded places where somebody's a celebrity and they got the cord all cordoned off and nobody can get up? Somebody's in there yelling terrible things. Can you imagine him saying, "Well, yeah, I know all about you, Sam. I know all about you. I know. And they begin to call out the commandments they've broken or the sins they've committed, and they hated them. It might even be like what we saw in the days of Pentecost where people were speaking in foreign languages that everybody could understand in their own dialect that were present. But whatever they're saying, everybody's getting. And it infuriates them. The Bible says that after 3.5 days, though, how many? 3.5. 3.5 days. Why? I believe it's because it's been 3.5 years. And if they check their calendars, it'll be 3.5 years to the day that the covenant was signed. Not that the rapture happened, but that the covenant was signed with Israel. And I believe they're going to be prophesying for 3.5 years up to that point. When that covenant is signed to protect them, these guys come on the scene, and for 3.5 years, they've been preaching the words of truth. That was the rapture. Don't fool yourself. Jesus is coming. That man right there that made that covenant, that's the Antichrist. Now we know, and we can say it assuredly. That's what these guys are going to do for 3.5 years. They're going to be hated. And so for 3.5 years, they've done that. And now after 3.5 days, what is this? Keys, clues, what we might call invitational hymns. Okay. They've done things that Moses would have done and Elijah would have done. We don't know who these people are. Some have said Enoch and Elijah because they never died. Some have said Moses and Elijah because they did miracles like that. It doesn't matter. Just like Zerubbabel and just like Joshua were the two olive trees, so we got to say they're this. No, these are two other ones, but they're doing similar things because God keeps a very narrow place in clear, stark relief against every other thing. And these guys are doing things that are remarkable and biblical, and really it's not about their identity. It's about who's behind them. God is behind them. And that truth is what they're supposed to be getting at that time. The Bible says after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them and they stood upon their feet and great fear fell upon everyone that saw them. 3.5 days, these guys have not so much as twitched. Now they're getting up. And they know what's coming. Can you see it? Can you see it? We just got up, man. Come on over here. Bring it in, man. Yeah, because in just a hop, skip, and a jump, we're getting out of here. And God said 3.5 days, 3.5 years, and you got 3.5 more. You better repent. That's then. They've already seen a whole lot of bad stuff. But as has been said in many a case in past, in other occasions, in other circumstances, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the Bible says, they stood upon their feet. Verse 12 says, and they, everyone in the room, everyone who was watching, heard a great voice from heaven saying, "Come up hither." Whoa. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.